Today is Tuesday, November 24th, and these are your morning headlines. Top officials, including the UN Secretary General, are taking part in a largely virtual pledging conference for Afghanistan. It's the latest effort to drum up aid and support for a country where Taliban fighters are making inroads against the government. The General Services Administration has asserted that U.S. President-elect Joe Biden is the apparent winner of the November 3rd election. This clears the way for the start of the transition from President Donald Trump's administration and allows Biden to coordinate with federal agencies on plans for taking over in January. American charities are working to gather and ultimately airlift critical medicine, personal protective equipment, and supplies to Lebanon. The August 4th blast at Beirut's port killed nearly 200 people, wounded more than 6,000, and caused billions of dollars in damage. And Jeopardy! Record holder Ken Jennings will be the first in a series of interim hosts replacing Alex Trebek when the show resumes production next Monday. The producers have announced Jennings, who won 74 games in a row and claimed the show's greatest of all time title in a competition last year, will host episodes that air in January. For more news, visit globalnews.ca.